Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Quick reminder, Hoodat Nation, get ready for the official Hoodat Nation Rally and Music Festival. Friday, September 6th, Saturday, September 7th, and Sunday, September 8th. Good food, great music, and big-time family fun on the grounds of the Jefferson Performing Arts Center in Metairie. Boy, I got a great lineup for you. The Guess Who, The Family Stone, Lost Boy Ramblers, George Porter Jr., Cowboy Mouth, and more. Plus a special tribute Friday night that honors Dr. John, Art Neville, Alan Toussaint, Fats, and all the legends we've lost. Irma Thomas, Deacon John, Reynard Poche, and others are all set to perform. So get your tickets now for the official Hoodat Rally and Music Fest, presented by Bud Light. For more info and tickets, visit WhoDatNationEvents.com. We're all going to have a great time at that. I certainly hope nobody has any communicable diseases that could have been prevented by getting a vaccination. RuPaul LeMay joins us now, Associate Director at the Institute for Vaccine Safety and a faculty member in the Departments of International Health, Epidemiology, and Health Behavior and Society at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Your business card must be huge.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
The first one must say, see second card, and the second one says, see third card. Tell me about vaccinations, start of the school year, et cetera. What do most states say in terms of vaccinations, and why are they so important? And every now and then we do this for people that have, you know, they have ideas about vaccinations that I don't think are true, but please, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. So school, beginning of school year is a really important time to think about vaccines and whether your child is up to date on vaccines. So Tommy, I don't want to suppose how old you are, but I think a lot of us, including me, we haven't seen a lot of the diseases that vaccines prevent. And that's a good thing, right? We haven't had to deal with things such as polio, for example, and that's because of the success of vaccines. So unfortunately, what's been happening in the last several decades, and I think even in more recent time, is that some parents are starting to question or delay or seek alternative schedules for vaccines for their children. And a lot of this has to do with the types of information and the types of concerns that they might have about vaccines. And one of the things that we are trying to very much get across is that vaccines have been studied extensively and have found to be extremely safe, and that the benefits of vaccines very much outweigh any risk that you might have about vaccines. And so the beginning of the school year is a great time for parents to take a look and make sure that their children are up to date. And a lot of schools will actually require up-to-date vaccinations for entry, or you won't be able to be allowed into school. So it's just another good check on just making sure that your kids are up to date.
We like to do this every time, as I said, Doctor, and I'm going to open the text lines here at 870-870, and if you all have any concerns, any objections, any theories about the vaccines that are available, please text them in to 870-870, and I will pass them along to Dr. LeMay, because I know a lot of people, for whatever reason, are against them. And, Doctor, I couldn't help but notice the other day that a lot of people that are against vaccines because they think that they cause autism are going online to buy what is supposed to be or what is billed as a cure for autism, and it's actually bleach. And the 180-degree difference between those, I just couldn't understand how some people think it's a government plot with vaccinations, but on the other side, they'll go to the internet and get something that is a scam and turns out that could really hurt their kids. Am I making my point?
You are making your point. And I say this a lot. I think that, you know, for me, I'm a parent. I have two small kids. We've grown up very much in this age of the internet, which is amazing in a lot of ways, right? You have access to information that you didn't have access to before very quickly. But I think that there is a negative side to the internet as well. And part of that has to do with there's a lot of misinformation on the internet, right? So parents may go on and look for specific information, perhaps related to vaccines, and they can probably find something to agree with what they're thinking, if you will. And in terms of, you know, this link that parents might have this misperception of related to vaccines and autism, you know, this has been refuted in a number of studies over and over and over again that there is no link between the MMR vaccine and autism specifically. But I think that there are still, unfortunately, you know, lots of misinformation focused on this supposed link that are still circulating on internet, and not just the internet in general, but social media specifically. So parents will go to Facebook or they will go to Twitter and they will find information related to this and exactly what you're talking about, this cure, which ends up being actually just bleach. They find something like this on the internet. They think it's real. They think it will help solve their child's issues. And, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't. So that's something that go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I was just saying that's something that we're struggling with too, is how do we work on this misinformation, right? How do we make sure that parents are getting the right information so that they can make the right decision related to their child's health?
Well, the texts are coming in, and I would encourage anybody that has an issue with vaccines to text them in. I'm going to pass them along to Dr. Rupali LeMay. And maybe you'll listen and maybe you won't. But a text comes in here and says, vaccines again, where are the double studies as to frequency? Perhaps you know what that means, because I don't. We'll be back in a flash talking about schools and vaccinations. Right now it's time for traffic on WWL. 8:54, 6 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Next hour, we're going to talk about this Jeffrey Epstein thing and what happens legally from here. And we'll also talk to Michael Shermer, a founding publisher of Skeptic Magazine, about the numerous, myriad conspiracy theories that are out there about the death of one Jeffrey Epstein. Rupali LeMay is our guest, associate director at the Institute for Vaccine Safety and a faculty member in the Departments of International Health, Epidemiology and Health, Behavior and Society at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. Your parents must be very proud of you. Are they?
I guess, yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, I would be. Yeah. All right, here we go. Vaccines again, where are the double studies as to frequency?
Yeah, so I think what this question is referring to is the schedule and the vaccine schedule that children are put on, particularly when they're born. I think the best way that I can answer this is that there have been numerous studies that have examined the frequency and the timing of vaccines. And the schedule that has been developed and implemented and recommended here in the United States has been done after all of these studies have been analyzed to determine when your baby or your child is best ready to receive that particular vaccine.
All right, some of the other texts that are coming in. Gardasil vaccine. There's so much legitimate data showing adverse reactions. Interested in your guest's opinion on this particular vaccine.
Yeah, so the Gardasil vaccine is for HPV, and the best way, again, that I would frame this vaccine is that it prevents cancer, cervical cancer, and a number of other cancers. In general, the safety profile and efficacy of the vaccine is really quite good. And, you know, I guess to this guest, what I would say is that, again, the benefits of the vaccine greatly, greatly outweigh any risks. There could always be some sort of minor side effects from any vaccine that you receive. You know, the chances of having a major side effect is very, 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 very small. So my recommendation would be for the HPV for Gardasil, I would definitely recommend getting it for your child if they're at the appropriate age.
All right, let me read you this text, which to me is kind of like a hall of mirrors, where it's a progression of mirrors where you look in one and then it keeps showing your image and it keeps getting smaller and smaller. And this is what it says. It says, if they were so safe, why is there a need to keep saying how safe they are? That's brainwashing. If they're so safe and effective, then why is there a compensatory fund authorized by Congress to pay victims of the side effects of these vaccines. They're poison, Tommy, full of mercury, aborted fetus parts, and other highly questionable ingredients. My son was a bubbly baby until he got vaccinated. I witnessed this myself.
Well, I'm sorry to hear this from this caller. I think one thing that I would want to point out is that vaccines are not full of any of the ingredients that were in that text. And with regards to the reasons why we have to continue to keep talking about this, is because there is misinformation on the internet related to their safety. So that's one of the reasons that we, especially those that work in public health and study science, try to very much talk about, because unfortunately, even though they are very safe and effective, there still is this misperception and miscommunication around their safety. So that's why we continue to talk about it. We're not here to brainwash anyone. We're trying to get the facts out. And again, the reason we want to get the facts out is we want parents to make the best decision for their child to keep their child healthy.
Could you please address the quote, aborted fetus parts, and you know, some people have made a religious thing of this, but it only goes back to the beginning of the vaccine, the origins, does it not?
That's right. And no vaccine contains any aborted fetus parts. The ingredients are available. You can look at your VIS sheet, which is given to you by your doctor. It's also online, which very articulates every single ingredient that is in a vaccine.
Anything you would, let me see if I can get one more in before we run out of time. Vaccine mercury is in them. No level of mercury is safe. It's a neurotoxin. Why does CDC admit and allow? These ingredients are on the website of the CDC, Tommy.
So let me explain it to you this way. This is the best way I've explained it to other parents. So we hear lots of concerns related to vaccine ingredients, and there's several different things that go into a vaccine that I'm not going to get into here. But one of the things that I would want to point out is, for example, formaldehyde is in a vaccine. Well, the way that I best talk to parents about this is that I would say, guess what? There's more formaldehyde in a pear that's in a vaccine. So if you think about any sort of ingredient or any sort of element that is in something, you have to think about the dosing. And I think what I can say about vaccines with regards to their ingredients is that the dose, the level of any specific ingredient that has been put into a vaccine has been tested rigorously to make sure that it's safe.
Doctor, I appreciate your time. I really do. Dr. Rupali LeMay, I'm going to have to tell you all of her credentials when we come back. Time for WWL News.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.